We've trained hard. We've done a lot of competitive work. We feel like our game's in good shape. Our players are ready. It's been about preparing their mindset for the challenge ahead. And I think we all know what this game represents and the challenge that it does represent. And we feel like we're prepared as best we can.
When you consider what's at stake, the opportunity that both clubs have created for themselves and the prospect of what comes after that with a victory, the status of the players, everyone involved, you can't be consumed by that.
Well, they're the thoughts of Simon Goodwin and Luke Beveridge today at the big press conference. 7 minutes past six. Hello and welcome to Sports Day, this grand final eve. It's no ordinary grand final, this one. It's an historic Perth grand final. It's an historic, groundbreaking grand final for Melbourne if they win. Their first flag for 57 years. Their first AFL premiership. It's an historic grand final for the Bulldogs too. Because if they win their second in 5 years, they will have done it having been dealt the most difficult of demands in their travel requirements after losing their last three games. And they will do it having not been favourite in any of their finals in both campaigns, in both 2016 and 2021, with the just one exception when they took on Essendon in Launceston at the start of this campaign. There's so many storylines, and most have been told over the last 2 weeks since the prelim finals concluded. But tonight we have a couple more to tell. Tonight we complete our grand final week scoop by chatting to Demon great Todd Viney, father of Jack, and Bulldog legend Doug Hawkins. We'll hear from Storm godfather Frank Panisi in the lead up to their prelim tomorrow night against the Panthers. But let's begin by crossing over to Perth and welcoming you, Scoop. It's been a busy day, no doubt.